Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
That you control, and 603-283-6160 is the phone number. That's 603-283-6160. And right now I'm the only one in the studio tonight, Bonnie. It's me, Bonnie, in the studio tonight. But we have a couple more guests, or not guests, but hosts that are coming in. They're just going to be a little late tonight. Call in at any time you want, 603-283-6160. You can bring up whatever subject is on your mind. It really doesn't matter if I'm talking about something else. You can change the subject, or you can call in and tell me your opinion on what we're talking about. It doesn't matter because it's Free Talk Live, and that means that you get to take control of the airwaves. So, yesterday, I mentioned that you can call in anytime you want, as if it wasn't normal, because yesterday we did a show where I just kind of wanted to keep the topic on Javier Milei the entire show. So we talked about Javier Milei, who's the only ANCAP president in the entire world in history. And if you don't know what an ANCAP is, it means anarcho-capitalist. He just believes in unbridled capitalism. I think that's the word, unbridled. He believes in, you know, getting rid of all the restrictions on the market and on businesses, stuff like that. And firing a whole bunch of politicians and government workers. It's amazing to see. I definitely made a switch where I was like, yeah, I'm on the fence. I feel like this is all fake and it's a psyop somehow. And then I realized that he's really doing things. Like, he's doing real things right now that you can't say any other politician is doing. I dare say, even like, okay, like, I'll say that the Free Stater Liberty reps in New Hampshire, they can't do as much, like they don't have as much power or anything, but I would say he's doing things that are way more ballsy than any politician I've seen, and definitely any president I've ever seen. I just don't understand how they don't just, you know, kill the person who won. I thought that they would kill him if he won, if he was really going to do stuff, but no, he didn't get killed, and he is actually slashing the government. He went from 21 to 8 government, I think they call them, not cabinets, but sections. Like, oh, this is like the infrastructure section. They got rid of that. Then there's the arts section. I don't know what they call it right now. I just can't think of the word. It's like a category. They just slashed those whole categories, fired everyone involved. There's only 8 left out of 21, so however many that is, he took that many away. That's amazing. He's doing things to help their whole, I guess they don't technically have hyperinflation, we learned from one of the guests last night, but they have crazy bad inflation. It's like changing by the hour, prices on the shelves type of inflation in Argentina. And if he, Javier Milei, is able to turn that around, it will be the most beautiful thing I've ever seen in my lifetime. And I will just have to move to Argentina. I definitely really want to go there to visit. It's nice to live in New Hampshire and all, but if a president actually just changed the whole entire country to the point that you could actually just live like an ANCAP, agorist, you know, start your own business without any regulations, not get gone after by the government if you're selling something they don't want you to sell. That would be just too amazing. And it's already a beautiful country. I'm just really obsessed with the whole Javier Milei story right now. So That's what we were talking about yesterday, and that's why I really only wanted to take calls towards the end of the show yesterday and only calls that were on topic. But today, anyone can call about whatever is on their mind, and that number is 603-283-6160. I also just think Javier Milei is so handsome. He's just, like, so cool. And I tweeted at him today about my episode yesterday. If he responds or likes that, I think that I will fall over dead. I'll be so happy. So, anyways, the last topic we talked about yesterday, we said goodbye to our guest. We stopped talking about Javier Milei because we kind of covered everything we could cover. We started talking about something that I didn't get to finish it, so I wanted to talk about this story. It's from Boston.com, which I didn't even know was a thing till yesterday. It's weird because this takes place in New Hampshire, but I guess they're just kind of counting Nashua as Boston. It says, the title is, "What's a diaper spa and why is it raising eyebrows in New Hampshire? People tend to fear anything that they fail to comprehend," said the owner of the diaper spa, a new business that's stoking local controversy. A debate over a new spa is brewing in southern New Hampshire, where some residents in Atkinson, which is like by Nashua, are taking a stand against the diaper spa, a nursery-like business for adults who role-play as children and, yes, wear diapers. So that's basically all we told you guys about the diaper spa yesterday. And the episode ended, so we'll get back into this. But first, I'm going to go to your calls and thoughts. Tim in Florida. Tim, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Oh, well, I don't know a lot about what Javier Milei has been doing, but I know that he has come out in support of Israel, and I'm not going to say what that means. I don't know what it means when he says, however, he visited a gravesite of, I think it was a rabbi, Rabbi Rebbe is his name.
Okay.
Rabbi Menachem M. Schneerson. Now, I don't know a lot about this organization, but I believe that he associated, and now also Javier Milei, he converted to Judaism, and somehow there's an association with, I'm going to butcher the pronunciation, but it's Chabad.
So something. One thing I do got to say is, first of all, our two other hosts just walked in the door. So we have, me in the studio tonight, Bonnie,
Jay Noon,
and Chris.
And I'm just going to get them up to speed with what you're saying so far, Tim. So you're saying you don't really know how to feel about Javier Milei, but one thing you know is that he came out in support of Israel and he visited the tomb or the gravesite of this rabbi. And one thing I will say is that in the interview that came out 2 days ago at this point, where it's titled, like, "There is no plan B," he said he hasn't converted yet, but he's interested in converting, but he won't at this time because his presidential duties keep him from being able to do things like observe the Sabbath. Like, he can't just not work on Sundays or whatever it is. So I think that he's, like, interested in it, but I don't really think it means anything necessarily bad about him. I think that he misunderstands the conflict in Israel, in my opinion, and I don't think that he should be calling it self-defense, because it's not, like, by definition, not self-defense what they're doing over there. But what he's doing in his own country, but here's the thing, though. He said that he doesn't want to have alliances with other countries, even, like, China. He said the lady who interviewed him in that There Is No Plan B interview for Wall Street Journal asked him, "So you're talking crap about communists and calling them parasites. What about China? They're communists and they're a huge trade partner for you guys." And he said, "Well, we don't have any special relationship with them. We want to have free trade with every country." So I don't think he wants to have special relationship with Israel. He can have a personal opinion. What do you guys think?
Well, it seems like, you know, if you listen to the, you know, the conspiracy theorists, for lack of a better description, talk about, you know, the bad Israel people, you know, whatever they are, that, like, anybody in position of power, you know, sort of has to, like, go along with the Israeli narrative, and whoever goes against the Israel narrative, you know, gets massive, you know, media, you know, smackdowns and like, you know, media attacks and is sort of thrown up, you know. I mean, Kanye West is an example.
Yeah, they lose their jobs.
Yeah, you lose your jobs.
I think it was, wasn't it, trying to think what university it was where somebody was fired at, like, the head of the university.
Harvard, right?
Yeah. So
for saying something about the Jews?
I think what happened...
It wasn't like, I don't think it was racist or anything like that. It was just like he supported Palestine or something, or he said something pro-Palestinian or something like that.
They were brought into, like, before some Congress or Senate committee thing, and these deans or heads of these, colleges that are all garbage anyways. You know, mm-hmm. Let's get that out there first. I mean, Harvard has been doing evil, horrible, wrong things, you know, for a very long time. The reason that we have a massive health epidemic due to government-subsidized seed oils is straight up because of Harvard saying, oh, fat is bad. We need sugar.
Wow.
Sugar's good. This is like a thing that came out, a study in the 70s that was produced. They were basically paid by the Grain Growers Association, essentially the sugar lobby, to say that fat is bad. You should be consuming, you know, sugar, and you should not be using butter. You should be using things like margarine and, you know, seed oils. And then there was all the Betty Crocker cookbooks and all these, you know, how to make your food with seed oils and, you know, these chemically engineered, all the seed oils that everybody's been consuming their whole lives at this table. You know, that was the original lab-grown food, lab-made food, basically. So anyways...
it's just like... engine lubricant.
Yeah, basically, yeah. Soybean oil was and canola oil was used for axle and transmission and engine lubricant before petroleum oils, and then they had all of this infrastructure and all these, you know, farms that they were subsidizing anyways to produce all this.
It was just like a byproduct. So they're like, how do we make money on this?
And well, it's not really a byproduct anymore, but yeah, sort of. I mean, a lot of it too was also a byproduct from manufacturing soaps, and other cleaning agents and stuff. But anyways, getting back around to it. Harvard, so there was some pro-Palestine groups in Harvard, and they're, like, chanting things like, you know, from the sea to the river, whatever, exterminate everybody or something like that. And so
they weren't chanting exterminate everyone. That's not what they were saying.
I added that because that's essentially what from the sea to the river means, right? That you exterminate everybody from that sea to that river.
According to Glenn Beck and Steve Deese and what's that other guy, Ben Shapiro, they would agree with that statement. But
okay, that's what I understood it to mean. Maybe caller, you might sound like you're, you know, more versed on this than I am. Maybe you could explain actually what that sea to the river thing actually means or where it comes from.
Well, I have a limited understanding of where it comes from, but my understanding is that the counter argument to the talking heads on the Fox News affiliates is that that's not what it means at all. It's just basically getting land back, so to speak. And I'm not into a collectivist transfer from one collectivist farm to another, but and you know, on an individual level, sure, you know, if something belonged to you and you need to get it back, that's different. But there's definitely not everyone agrees with that statement. That's all I'm saying. That it's, you know, that it's.
Well, I know that the last word. The last little part to that statement is it's from the river to the sea. Palestine will be free. So I don't know. It doesn't say anything violent inherently, but.
So these heads of these colleges were basically called in front of some committee because student groups at the colleges were, like, saying, let's do, like, bad things to, you know, Israeli people or Jews. And the universities were not condemning it or were not, like, expelling people or were not, like, taking some action. But there's been other cases where people were doing things that were, like, I don't know, it was because it was some white man that was 40 years old doing it, saying the wrong type of speech, for example, or a group of them that, you know, were going against, like, the narrative of whatever the narrative is, and the colleges came down on them really hard. I can't think of any examples off the top of my head.
Yeah.
But, you know,
go really hard on anyone who would say something about, like, violence against a group of people.
You know, the crazy thing is it sounds like this is another example of people taking stuff out of context for political gain and then getting somebody kicked out. I don't know, because like you said, a much longer statement that sounded much different than just the whole, you know, because one, I could understand it being some sort of genocide, like that is what it kind of sounded like at first, and then you add the whole sentence, and all of a sudden it's like, oh, that's clearly not genocide, that's freedom they're talking about,
and that's what our government subsidized, pharma subsidized, media is really good at, taking everything out of context.
Oh yeah,
I mean that's where they make their money.
So, your original comment was about Javier Milei, and I think that what they're getting at is basically just maybe it's that he has to, for some reason, capitulate to the state of Israel in order to be allowed to do what he's doing at all, and there's nothing immoral.
Maybe he is just into the Jewish religion.
Yeah.
I have many, many good friends that are, identify as being religiously Jewish.
Yeah.
And they practice, they wear little tassels off their, belt loops or whatever. And then they're good, useful people. And, I like them. They're likable. They have, value and qualities. So there are people who just like that particular or identify with that religion, which is fine.
Yeah. What's also interesting about this is like, there's a lot of libertarians who are Jewish. I'm not sure that, being Jewish necessarily means that you support Israel.
Yeah, which is why I specified.
He might, but I'm just saying, but he also may not be.
Well,
there's different levels of sort of libertarianism and what people mean by that. So. That's another aspect of this.
If I could just interject quickly, because I'll drop off the line. Just look into this organization, because just like all Christians are not the same. All Christians, some Christians groups support the state of Israel, or I should say, some flavors. Some don't support, and I'm specifically referring to the nation state. And with Judaism, it's the same thing. There are many different variations on Judaism, but the particular group that Javier Milei seems to be getting himself involved with, and I do agree, Milei is he's very, very handsome, very charismatic. I'm just saying, be careful, because he's a politician. And but Chabad Lubavitch, and I'm not pronouncing it correctly, they've come out with statements basically in support of the genocide of Palestinians. So I don't know, just because Javier, it doesn't make Javier Milei in support of genocide. I'm just saying, be wary. That's all.
Yeah, I would say that I've been very wary with the guy myself. Not knowing a whole lot about him, but it does seem like a lot of the rhetoric sounds pretty good to me. But
yeah, that doesn't.
But this whole Israel thing, supporting Israel, does kind of put a stain in my eyes anyway. On because in
especially
my eyes,
the war.
Yeah, supporting the war. It just that doesn't seem very libertarian to me.
Yeah, I sort of thought less about him after I saw he was going there and paying some kind of why.
Yeah.
Because the whole Israel narrative is counter freedom.
Yeah.
It just always has been. I mean, you go back to the Israeli military attacking, what was it, USS Liberty, whenever that happened. And then there's just all kinds of history. But one thing my experience, I can swear and attest to this following statement. All of the people who I've ever known that were, I'm going to say, culturally Jewish, so they were raised in a Jewish family, they have a lot of things about them. They have a really good work ethic. Everybody who I've hired to do any kind of work or contracted for any kind of job or whatever that is culturally Jewish has done either above or beyond what I expected them to do. Seriously, they're hard work. So, but if you talk to
that's definitely a stereotype.
Well, they're good workers
and being intelligent.
And so, if somebody is basically, I can identify them as culturally Jewish, and they're going to come work for me, I'm probably going to hire them first. They're going to be first in line because my experience with anyone who's been raised in a Jewish household. Now, half these people I know that were raised culturally Jewish do not identify as Jewish
anymore.
Right,
that's what I was thinking. There's at least one Free Stater I know like that, one of the hardest working people I've probably ever met. And then there's another one who I'm pretty sure converted to Judaism. I don't really know that for sure, but I just know he's a practicing Jew now. Like, the second hardest working person I've ever met. Like, Ian's number one, so they're two and three.
You know what's funny about this is, like, I totally get where you guys are coming from, and I think that is, the stereotype is usually pretty accurate, but at the same time, I've actually worked with people who are Jewish that were terrible, very flaky,
another one?
It's not that I didn't agree with them on, like, political issues, I did, but they were definitely not the hardest workers, which is such an interesting to contrast, you know, because we're making, again, this is definitely a stereotype that we're talking about here.
We're just trying to present the idea that it's not like we have this idea that all Jews are bad or something. It's all about the government.
I definitely wouldn't say all Jews are bad. That's definitely not.
I just don't want anybody who doesn't know, like, it's like a low level of conversation type listening and hearing this call from Tim and being like, oh, these people just hate Jews. Like, it's not like that.
What would give you the impression that we hate Jews?
So,
somebody
will
spin it out of context.
Of course. We are rational people, so, like, I just feel like sometimes you have to explain it to the lowest common denominator on Free Talk Live because you never know who's listening.
Here's the thing, going back to Jewish culture. So, if you were raised by a practicing Jewish mom and dad, you were expected to be polite. You were expected to, you know, have chores and responsibilities. All of my friends that were raised in Jewish households have, like, really good table manners. They know how to act. They know how to cook. They know how to, like, do things around the house. It seems like, you know, when they were, you know, young boys, you know, their moms were, like, not just sending them to watch a television or look at an internet device. They were giving them things to do. Also, I know that several of my Jewish friends that I grew up with, like, that I went to school with in Massachusetts, as soon as they were 14 years old, they were working at a cash register somewhere. Because basically in Massachusetts, unless you had a farm to work on, you couldn't get a work permit until you were 14.
Yeah.
So I do remember, like, all of a sudden, like, I don't know what was, like, 12th grade or not 12th grade, I guess 11th grade or no, 8th grade, I think it was, a bunch of my, whatever, I don't remember. We're all about 14, and, like, the Jewish kids are like, oh, we can't play, you know, sports ball, or, you know, we can't go hang out and do this. You know, I'm working at Kmart. I'm working, you know, at the Big Y, you know, doing bagging groceries. But, like, all those Jewish kids, they all went to work. They weren't screwing around as soon as they were legally able to have a job. And their parents were like, no, you're working. And I can tell you, those guys I know now, they're doing pretty good. They're fairly successful. And they have, like, that culture breeds work ethic into their children, which is very good for that culture.
I wonder how that. So it's there's different, like, Jews, like,
yeah,
I wonder, like, if that's how true that is across the board, or if that's just your the particular group of Jews that you're familiar with or interacting with.
Maybe.
Well, I don't know the answer to that, but I'm just thinking out loud here.
Well, it's Free Talk Live. More coming up. 603-283-6160. Thank you for the call, Tim. 603-283-6160. It's Free Talk Live. More coming up.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA News Update. A federal judge in California is rejecting a lawsuit by pro-Palestinian groups seeking to force the Biden administration's hand. They want the White House to put a stop to the Israeli military offensive in Gaza, which has left more than 26,000 Palestinian civilians dead. In dismissing the case, the judge said he did not have jurisdiction over the matter. If your kids consume energy drinks, their brain might be at risk. According to new research, those who drank energy drinks with caffeine or stimulants in them had a higher risk risk of mental health issues, including attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, depression, anxiety, and suicidal thoughts. Actor Alec Baldwin has pleaded not guilty to involuntary manslaughter charges in the fatal shooting of cinematographer Halyna Hutchins on the New Mexico movie set of Rust. Baldwin waived his arraignment and entered the plea in a court document that was filed Wednesday. John Schaefer, USA News.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Is the phone number here. That's 603-283-6160. And I wanted to tell you that Free Talk Live is brought to you by Dash. Digital cash. With fees of less than a penny per transaction, Dash is made for spending. Dash is one of the oldest cryptocurrencies and is widely available on exchanges, including the decentralized Maya protocol and in multi-crypto wallets. Thanks to the Dash DAO for sending us 32 Dash per month for this sponsorship. It's easy to get and use Dash. You can learn more at dash.org. That's dash.org. And with you in the studio tonight, you've got me, Bonnie.
Jay Noon.
And Chris.
And before we had our caller in the last segment, I had brought up this story from Boston.com that we started yesterday, but we didn't really get to get into. And it is about... It says, what's a diaper spa, and why is it raising eyebrows in New Hampshire? Have you heard about this?
Yeah, I did hear about this a couple days ago. It was probably in some FTL group, I thought it was interesting, and definitely the live free or die part is
right.
And this is definitely taking it to the max.
Exactly. It's like I can't say like, oh, this should be illegal or anything like that. I'm definitely gonna say it's a little weird.
This is the first I'm hearing of it.
A diaper spa? Okay, yeah. We're going to get into what that is. But first, we have a caller on the line. Unscreened caller, what's on your mind?
Hey, that guy mentioned taking things out of context for political gain. Woo! How about when ANCAPs interpret the law And by the way, Bonnie, I found the exact quote where JFK was taking silver certificates out of circulation. And Jay, I checked up on the legal definition of includes, and yes, it's
like
the
not
non.
Like,
it's
not
the
like
non-
a actual historical document or something, just a quote.
It's,
like by who?
And the quote. It's in the same report that I quoted where he said silver is not serves no useful function as money. I can read it off to you. I have it
ready.
You
never quoted that to me or anything. So
yeah, can we just back up and just explain what it is that we're arguing about?
Yeah. See,
these people who are listening today probably
aren't
listening yesterday.
So I was debunking more free talk lies when Jay claimed that JFK was introducing, trying to bring back silver as money or a national note. That's all bullcrap. That's all myth.
And it's hard to believe Skeeter because he's just been wrong on, you know, like attacking like bare arms, presentation, and he was going to get into the includes when it's in statutory construction.
Yeah, it's hard to believe him when he just goes off on what he believes is the truth, but he doesn't really know. Like, he was like, oh, Bonnie, it's right here, it says blah, 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 but he didn't know the definition of that word is different than how he believes it to be.
You know what's interesting is I think a lot of times we are all talking about it from a certain what we believe perspective, and we can all be wrong.
Right, it's like I don't have some kind of deep-rooted belief about what JFK was doing. I really don't care. Shut up. I will put you on mute. So I don't have some kind of deep-seated, like, oh, I really need to believe this or that about JFK. Honestly, I would rather all presidents go stop living themselves and leave me alone. I don't really care what the heck he's doing.
I can either read the quote or read the legal definition of includes for you and provide examples in the Title 26 of how they use includes. Which one do you want me to start with?
No one knows what you're talking about. Like, this was like a month ago that you're referring to.
Let's go to the legal definition of includes.
No, because it's not going to mean anything because you don't have the bare arms thing in front of you that we would be referring to. Like, he said bare arms is wrong in his book about this thing. Bare arms is a guy that was on the show. See, this is the thing. When a freaking autist who doesn't know how to talk to people calls into the show, I'm going to hang up on him because you have to imagine somebody listening to the show actually being entertained by him saying, let me read the legal definition of includes to you. Like, no one wants to hear that. You don't. We don't even know the basis of why we're having this conversation.
You know what it is we need context before you go into a legal definition. Some conversation that happened as you said a month ago nobody's gonna know. You know, the people who are on the show today maybe weren't on the show a month ago. So, like, for example, I wasn't on the show a month ago. I would have no idea. And certainly people who are listening to the show aren't gonna know what you're talking about.
And then it's like if he screams over me when I'm trying to explain that to him, like, I'm just gonna hang up on him. He's an idiot.
So there's always seems like there's a career troll, at least one, whether it's, you know, James Whittakine, whether it's Skeeter.
Different callers to Free Talk Live, yes.
Who was the other, like, guy there that was, you know, certainly within the spectrum, Hudson guy? Remember him, guy from Hudson?
Yeah, not everybody who calls in is terrible. Some people are really pretty good.
No, but there's always at least, like, one.
Yeah, but there's always, one, like, troll that, like, so now Skeeter's, you know, I almost, you know, would lead me to believe that a guy like James Whittakine was on some kind of, like, and Skeeter are, like, on some kind of, like, you know, black ops payroll.
Right.
To, like, you know, to just, you know, you're not good at changing the Wikipedia articles, but you want to harass people, and we see, you know, an algorithm told us that you get your dopamine hit from doing this, so here you go. You know, here's somebody we want to harass.
Like, Jay has seen it. If on nights I don't want to talk to Skeeter, I will just click hang up the entire show, and he calls back 1 second later.
Constantly.
Like,
just
the entire
constantly.
Show for
like,
three
he's
hours.
Got nothing better to do for 3 hours.
Yeah. You got to make good radio, and you have to be able to have a conversation when you're calling in. And if you can't have a conversation, if you can't be patient and let other people talk and, you know, respond and so forth and explain what it is and get to the point, some people, that's one of the people, some people who call in, that's one of their big problems is they never get to the point. It's just like on and on and on, and nobody has any idea what it was they were trying to, what point they were trying to make, because they never get to the end.
Right, that's a very good point.
Yeah. I don't know if that was him, but it's certainly certain other callers.
He had some disagreement with just like a little teensy thing that Bear Arm, a caller who wrote a book about legal tax avoidance, said, and then he had a disagreement about something JFK did that a lot of people believe, and I've always heard that Jay said, and like it's like, okay, maybe they're wrong. Like, it's not like they're lying.
Yeah, and I could be wrong, and I got way better things to do than go do some research to, you know, to rebut whatever Skeeter's got to say. You know, and I'm not going to go waste energy on it. But what I would like to bring up real quick, the includes mm-hmm. that you definition he was talking about. So, like, for example, the definition of United States is written as includes District of Columbia, territories, and possessions.
Okay.
Or territories and insular possessions. So, the United States is just, so when the word includes is used in the definition, and there's a, and so Massachusetts is actually very clear about this in their statutory construction manual, which is MGL Chapter 5, if somebody wants to look that up. But anyways, statutory construction, and when it gets to the part that talks about includes, it says when the word includes is the only word before the definition, it only means what exactly is stated in that definition and nothing else. Now, if it meant includes but not limited to, like, for example, District of Columbia, territories and insular possessions, it could mean that there's other things, includes but not limited to. And, you know, and so that's very specific in the Massachusetts statutory construction manual. And also, Christopher Goronsky, destinationfreedoms.com, I believe is his website. He, in his presentation that he does, is like, he does as a webinar now, but I went to a couple of his live, you know, seminars that he does. And he talks about this at the federal, like, United States Code Title 26, whatever, IRS definitions and statutory construction manual about that.
It's destinationfreedom.org.
Oh, destinationfreedom.org. Okay. Mm-hmm. Get that correct.
Yeah, it's actually interesting that you should bring this up, because I was just thinking about how in New Hampshire, the law states something like, it doesn't include Washington, D.C. for driver's licenses in terms of valid ID for, like, buying alcohol. It's like the states of the United States, but it doesn't say includes D.C. or anything like that. It doesn't say the United States. It's the way it's worded. It doesn't include. So whenever somebody, a cashier, accepts a Washington, D.C. driver's license, they're technically not. Like, they're breaking the law.
I worked as a bouncer at a bar in Massachusetts, and I remember that, too.
Yeah.
So they wouldn't accept a ID from, I remember there was a guy who was German. They're like, no, you're not coming in here. He had a driver's license. There was another time, there was a guy from Quebec. They wouldn't accept Quebec. And I do remember they wouldn't accept D.C., but I can remember the guy saying, well, obviously you're 21, you know, and he was like, you know, gray haired guy, you know, it was just, but like, they were definitely, I was like, really DC. But if you look into some of these Supreme Court rulings, in fact, Gronsky gets into this in his webinar, he talks about there's a Supreme Court ruling, or the Utah Supreme Court, I forget what year this was, talks about how Utah is foreign to the United States.
Whoa.
Because the United States is just the District of Columbia. The 50 states that we know are the United States of America, which is a federation or a union of sovereign states. And that is, and in that union of sovereign states, the District of Columbia is actually not included as part of the USA. It is more like, you know, the federal power or just a federal entity, you know, that is the U.S. And so there's a big difference between just like this whole, like, this succeed from the U.S., United States versus succeed from the United States of America, like the, you know, the Texit or New Hampshire exit. So when you the term United States is not synonymous with the term United States of America. They are two totally different entities. Hmm. And each state within a nation state, each nation state within a union of states called the United States of America is basically the same exact thing as each sovereign state within the union of nation states called the European Union. So if the European...
And it's weird because, like, people will say, like, I'm from Germany. They don't say I'm from the European Union.
Yeah.
Like, we say we're from the United States if we're somewhere else.
Right, but I bet you 150 years ago people said that they were from whatever state.
From New Hampshire.
Yeah, and you know what's interesting is because that was definitely the case that people used to understand that their state, they were first, their first
nationality is your state.
Yeah, was the state. And they sort of have influenced us through propaganda over hundreds of years that we're one thing, and we're not. We come together on certain things, but we're separate. We're separate entities.
And we should stop doing that.
Yeah.
We should stop using the word person when we're talking about a man or a woman, because a person is defined as a corporation, legal entity, a legal fiction, trust. I forget the whole thing off the top of my head. But, yeah, person includes, corporation, trust, association, and other legal entity is a definition in the Massachusetts Code. It doesn't say includes but not limited to, but it is specifically only those. And when you do the destinationfreedom.org and you do a passport process through that entity, one of the things that you include with your passport process is that if you were born in Texas, is that where you were born?
No, I was born in Alaska.
Okay, so your nationality would be Alaskan.
It's crazy, though, because I only lived there for, like, a few years.
But if you only lived in Ireland for a few years, your nationality would be Ireland. So, like, when I did my passport application and I attached a statement with it to correct my citizenship, I put in there, included that my nationality is a Massachusettsian.
What if I was born on a federal land in Alaska? Because I was, I think. Would that mess things up?
I don't know, to be honest with you.
I think I was. I think I was born on a military base.
So yeah, I don't know, but I'm sure that land that the government called theirs, I'm sure they stole it from somebody. So I don't think it's theirs.
From the Eskimos or something.
Sure, whatever.
Probably. So we do have a caller on the line. We have Joe from Maryland. Joe, what's on your mind?
Hey, how you doing, everybody?
Good.
Wanted to say, Jay, I pray for you every night and your wife and kids.
Thank you.
Bad actors. And Bonnie, of course, I pray for you and Ian.
Oh, thank you.
From all the rotten things that happened to you guys. Aria, pray for David because he's had a bunch of bad actors.
Oh, yeah. That's very, very nice and thoughtful.
Ricky from the Commonwealth and Footloose and Major Payne from Michigan, because they've had a lot of bad things done to them by the law. So, I hope the Lord helps all you guys out. Now,
thank you.
You're welcome. I'd like to bring up something.
Okay.
A couple of weeks ago, you substituted for the good captain because he was sick. And please, trust me on this. You were talking, your number two story was about fecal recycling.
Uh-huh.
When you said number two, and you said fecal recycling, guess who came to mind?
I don't know.
Peter from California.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Of course. Now, the captain, a week earlier, before he got sick, he was talking about constipation. And I called up and I said, well, Captain, guess who came to my mind? He didn't know either. I said, well, Skeeter came up because he's often constipated, but never imitated.
He probably is.
Now,
that would explain a lot of his personality.
Now, Skeeter had a, shall we say, a New Year's Eve party. And his mother and father wouldn't even go down the basement. And his dog wouldn't even go down the basement. There's a toss-up question for all you people in the audience. Can anybody think what his theme for his New Year's party was?
Probably being the number one worst caller on Free Talk Live ever.
Yeah, Fecal Fiesta.
Okay.
You guys are gross.
Skeeter, he had one attendee come to his party.
Who was that?
It was his girlfriend.
Who's she?
He can get a girlfriend?
Yeah.
Hold on. I'm not done yet. I know the girlfriend's name, but I'm not going to say it on the radio. But I'm going to give you her initials. Her initials are AI.
You guys are terrible.
Thank you for the call, Joe. It was very entertaining. I like when people defend me against Skeeter because he's just actually mean to me and rude to me. And it's funny that everybody knows what a loser he is, and maybe he should take that information and move on with his life instead of doubling down on being a total loser with which everyone believes couldn't get a girlfriend, and even his parents wouldn't go down to the basement to see his party.
I did see something about, or hear somebody reporting on, there was an AI OnlyFans like page. It's like it's an AI, and the thing's making like crazy money.
Wow!
And it's like millions of dollars that this AI OnlyFans page is making. You know,
that's
making.
So smart because you don't have to like sell your body. You can just sit there and make AI porn all day and sell that.
It's just programmed by a bunch of dudes, probably, you know, that are wearing sweatpants and got pizza stains on their shirts. You know, hanging around drinking beer. You know.
It looks like we have another caller on the line. Not sure who this is. Unscreened caller, what's on your mind?
Include or including shall mean without limit.
Okay. You only get one call a night, loser. So, I'm not going to...
Yeah, a legal definition is different than a statutory definition. So when, you know, and the thing what Gronsky gets into about includes, and that's what he was just doing, a plain, you know, thing of the definition of includes, it has to do with how the actual statutory construction manuals say what the word includes mean. And so it's, you know.
He just like Googled Black's Law Dictionary and he thinks he's one.
He probably didn't even Google Black's Law, but yeah, he probably just did it online, whatever.
We actually do have a number two story. I hadn't really thought of it like that. So that's what Captain calls every second story he covers on Free Talk Live on Sundays. He calls the number two story. This is somewhat of a number two story. It says, what's a diaper spa and why is it raising eyebrows in New Hampshire? It says, a debate over a new spa is brewing in southern New Hampshire where some residents in Atkinson, which is near Nashua, are taking a stand against the diaper spa. That's his name. A nursery-like business for adults who role-play as children and, yes, wear diapers. According to its website, the diaper spa is open to all diaper-wearing individuals who seek acceptance, respite, and care. Photos on the spa's page show a space decorated with the soft comforts of a nursery, complete with toys, folded diapers, and an adult-sized crib. What do you guys think about this so far?
Sounds like somebody brought the dark web to life.
I mean, there are definitely are people who, like, you know, they were pulled off the boob early for whatever reason. And, you know, maybe, you know, they're looking for some kind of attention like that. I knew a girl in Colorado, and she was a professional cuddler. And she would, like, there was an older woman that was in her 60s that, you know, her daughter had died, and she would have a one day a week. She had a cuddle session with this lady every week. There was some other, like, you know, kind of like young men that didn't have a mom in their life, and they would, like, just, you know, cuddle her. She had, like...
I thought that, you know, made them a lot better people.
Yep.
I honestly believe that would be a good service. So that's the thing. I can't really say this is, like, I can't 100% condemn it. I just think, I can't help but think it's weird.
It's weird, but, you know, it's interesting. A lot of the things, how he says, I think people in general have, like, a perception of things, and they're not quite the way they actually are.
Mm-hmm.
For example, when I think I read the article, and some guy was afraid for, like, the kids or something, and I'm not sure that, like, people who do that are, like, into kids.
Right. It's not necessarily the case. Nikki did say
yesterday.
People
are just jumping to the conclusion, and it's, yeah, like,
I believe it's an adult-only thing. Nikki did say yesterday she wouldn't let a person like this around her kid. I can't really say I blame her because it's like, what if they see the diaper and they're getting weird in their head? You don't know. Even if they say, like, oh, I would totally never do that. You don't really know. Like, it's already antisocial behavior. It seems.
And another reason why you should allow these kind of things, like, you shouldn't be protesting that this is happening.
Right.
It's just like, it's like with the racism laws. If the local baker is a racist, Why do you want to make a law making him not be racist?
And not be out about it.
Right. And so now we really can't observe him being racist if he is racist, for example, or whatever ism he is. But I would prefer to know who the people are that like have hatred, because I would probably not want to do business with them. Might be the only baker in town, and you might have to go get your freshly baked bread from a racist, but maybe there's other options in town. I don't know.
Yeah, and then if everybody knows that, maybe somebody will open one up because they see the market opening.
And it's also the reason I like drugs being legal, because back during Prohibition, people who were alcoholics really, really had an incentive to hide it.
And you're right. It seems like if something like this is suppressed, maybe it would be more likely to grow into something worse. Like if an alcoholic isn't allowed to have alcohol just with their dinner at night, it could turn into alcoholism. Maybe this could turn into actual pedophilia if not allowed to be expressed in a more okay way or something.
Yeah, I suspect that's probably not the case, but that doesn't necessarily mean that it couldn't, that certain things of this nature could not result in worse things happening,
Even if it's not pedophilia, I just think that repressing sexuality always is a bad thing.
Yeah, that's definitely, it's always interesting. I'm trying to think what happened. There was a somewhere in Europe, it might have been like the Netherlands or someplace like that, where like they banned pornography just generally. This is like in the 60s or 70s or something. And like rapes went up and then they fell as soon as they legalized it again. And it just, the point is here that, sometimes the actions that you take that you think are going to protect society or somehow have a benefit to society actually have the opposite effect. What I think the evidence was showing was that it gave people with certain potentially dangerous
fantasies.
Whatever, right? Or it may not even been dangerous. It may have just been normal. But the point is that we're all potentially dangerous. So that some percentage of people ended up, when they couldn't get something, they ended up, taking actions that were not good for anybody.
Yeah, and that totally makes sense. That seems like a universal law with, like, all vices.
Yeah.
603-283-6160. You can call in with whatever's on your mind. That's 603-283-6160. It's Free Talk Live. Don't go anywhere. More coming up.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million-dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.